Hey guys, today we're talking Lil Kim's season, new mixtape. We're talking 2088 and also Kehlani versus Twitter. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned into Black Hollywood Live. The beat.
I'm solid gold, they gold plated. These basic bitches so overrated, and they whole life be fabricated. Please cut it, amputate it.
What up, y'all? It's your boy DJ Justin Jan here, and I really just dabbed. I don't know why I did that. It's here in studio for Black Hollywood Lives, The Beat. I am joined by Mr. Carter.
What's going on? I'm in the building.
We're listening to Lil Kim remix Cut It off her new mixtape, Lil Kim Season. I didn't know it was Lil Kim season.
That part.
You know why I didn't know it was Lil Kim season? Because it's allergy season, and my nose right now has been running, and it sound like Lil Kim right now. I just want to know what basement Lil Kim records her music out of, because I'm like, who is mixing and mastering this shit? And I'm just also like, Lil Kim, like, at 40-something years old, why are you still talking about putting cocaine in your pussy? Like, do you do that still? Like, if you do, I mean, I support it because that's your truth. But, like, are we just reaching back to, like, the glory days and, like, remembering what it was like to stick a brick in your cooch? Like, I've heard you say that on multiple albums. Like, I need a new season.
But what could she possibly talk about?
What the fuck is she doing with her life? I don't know.
Right, but other than having kids.
I mean, I worked with her a couple years back. She gives a great performance. Her flow is dope live. She can dance. She's sweet. She's nice. She has a nice tight-knit family around her. I'm just confused. I'm really confused with Lil' Kim because I love her. I want to support her. The mixtape is meh. It's like I say, in 2016, where we accept mediocre, I put it right on the shelf with Cardi B.
But you know what? Cardi B's mixtape was actually kind of dope. You
For a mediocre world.
It was dope, though.
If that came out the same time Nicki Minaj's Playtime is Over, Nicki would have crushed Cardi B. Nicki Minaj's flow eats. Cardi's next mixtape. Cardi still has a lot of work to do, but she even admits, she's like, I just started rapping like 4 months ago.
Right, which is dope. And that's why I think for her to be so new to the rap game, it was fucking dope.
Yeah.
You have to admit, she came with it.
Yep. All right, what I'm really excited for, real artists, Janae Aiko and Big Sean came together. And basically Tidal put out a press release where they're coming together to form it's this artistic concept, a conceptual album called 2088. On both of their Instagram and Twitters, they put half of 2088. They released these two videos, which look sexy as all hell. The beats sound dope. And so apparently we're supposed to get something on April 1st. We got the album cover, so that's interesting. I'm excited too. I mean, I don't really know what to expect. I just know they're both dope. I feel like this is going to elevate Janae as an artist to a whole nother level because she's kind of been typecasted. Mm. So I don't know.
Well, both of them definitely they've had great songs together on Big Sean's last project. Her and him did a song together called I Know, which was completely dope. So if their EP or album decides to go in that direction, it's going to be completely out of this world. I can't wait. I'm really excited. And I hope they release it physically because I want a physical copy.
Maybe. Probably will. But they're going to be performing tomorrow night, Jimmy Kimmel Live, which will be interesting because will they perform something new? Or are they? They're performing as 2088?
Yeah, as 2088. So that'll be interesting. What will they perform? Because we don't have a single, so...
Get ready. All right, so in our next segment, we call it Love in Hip Hop. Beyonce was seen with the parents of Mike Brown and other victims who have fallen in the past few years. And apparently, before we get to all that tea, Beyonce done uploaded like 170 videos to her Vevo channel.
And 13 of them
locked.
Are unlisted.
Now, 13 is a lucky number of how many songs are typically on what? An album. Now, so there's rumor that Mike Brown's parents are going to be in a video of hers. I also heard from two other outside sources, not connected with each other. One source told me, I wish I could remember it. I just had heard it yesterday. It was some new tea. But that Beyonce just finished filming something out here in LA. And then I know for sure just finished filming something right down the street from a friend's house of mine. So she's out here. She's got something and she's working them. It's just like, when? What's okay. the day?
We love Beyonce, and I know that Rihanna is not a topic right now, but I have to segue to Rihanna because she did just, like, surprise everybody with posting pictures and posting snippets that she's doing the Kiss It Better video and the Needed Me video. They're both being serviced to radio today, and the videos are supposed to drop tomorrow. So I'm excited because them is, like, everybody's favorites on the album, like, I don't know any person who does not have the album and has not agreed that Needed Me and Kiss It Better are all favorites. I'm excited. I can't wait.
I don't know if those
it'll
are
be
my
better
favorites.
Than the it'll be better than the work than the work.
Yeah, because I couldn't.
The work double feature.
I think it's cute for Rihanna. It's keeping her this era, the anti era, alive. I feel like. What's next? But I mean, we'll see. What do you think of the videos that you saw? They look of Rihanna.
Well, I mean, we've only gotten work, so I mean,
didn't you just say she posted clips?
Yeah, the clips of Kiss It Better. I mean, from the dress that she posted for Kiss It Better, it's beautiful. I mean, like I said, I can't wait. Personally, I'm a Rihanna fan. I think that she really should do a visual to every song on the album.
Should have already been done.
Exactly, but this is why I think this is the time. Why not? Since you haven't, why not do it now? Mm.
I don't know. I feel like they're on this place of like, do we scrap everything and do? I really feel like that's where they are at right now because it's just like marketing wise, everything that's happening is crazy. But maybe this is a new. You got to test out. You got to test it out. Maybe Anti is the test of. Oh, y'all think this was it? Wait till you see what we gonna drop next.
And that's what I think she's gonna do.
all right, moving on from that. Faith Evans teased her The King and I duet album with Biggie, and so apparently she's in talks with a hologram company to bring Biggie to life. So maybe there will be a tour coming soon, or. I don't know, but she's trying to get a visual of Biggie. I think that's cool. I mean, I'm always for the hologram thing.
You remember that Tupac hologram? Yeah. Do y'all remember that Tupac hologram?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Like, the only hologram I wasn't here for was the, like, little...
The Michael Jackson one?
No, I mean, that's cool. He's not... If they're not here, cool. But, like, the Left Eye one to perform with T-Boz and Chilly, like, that's... For me, personally, that's just, like, a little weird. Like, I don't know if I would want to be T-Boz up next to, like, my sister's spirit. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know. It's just a Jesse Janity preference. So that's cool. She said she's not really sure how she wants to use it, but she definitely wants to bring that essence of Biggie to life. Speaking of 90s throwbacks, though... There's a tour. I'm a little upset because it's not coming out here to L.A., so I'm going to have to go to Vegas for it. But it's called I Love the 90s Tour, Color Me Bad, Salt and Pepper, Kool Moe Dee, Vanilla Ice. Like, just name a 90s group artist. They're going to be a part of this. I'm just so excited for
yeah,
it. Because
oh, my God.
I went 2 years ago, I think. It was, like, the Bad Boy reunion, and it was Faith, Mace, was 112 there? And then Total.
Oh, all three?
No. What's it? The pregnant
man,
one.
See, that's what we need, man. Didn't we need Kima, Keisha, and Pam
Keisha
to show up.
Keisha didn't show up. but it was even the two of them, though. It's just, you just want to hear that energy, that song. Everyone's going to, I just know everyone that goes to that show is going to just have such an amazing soul as an audience member. Like, I can imagine what that audience is going to be like. Because it's just
so much memory, so much nostalgia. Yeah, it's going to be beautiful.
On the opposite side of that, we got Miss Kelly Rowland. She got her Chasing Destiny coming out. So obviously in this industry, you can't just have one thing that's coming out. You gotta, what else can we launch? I'm surprised she don't have emojis. But so she basically said her and her makeup artist, you know, she's always traveling and whatnot. And she can't stand when makeup artists do her face a different color. And she said it's harder for darker skinned girls, which I hear this across the board. So she's created a line, apparently, for chocolate girls. And I asked some of my homegirls. I was like, are you guys excited? You know what I mean? Like, hey, she said, this is an underserved market. This is a problem. And the girls were like, girl, that's something. Everyone come up with that. For if it's a black artist or a black actor, actress, guess what she has? A skincare line for black girls. Yeah. I mean, I literally just saw this on Real Housewives of Potomac. One of the girls, she's like, you know, as a black woman. So, hey, if you got to get them all out there, find whoever the Mac of that is. But my thing is why you would think they would want to work with a Mac or like Kelly Rowland be the face of like some sort of cosmetic. So it'll be interesting. I'd like to see, you know, because Kelly Rowland is beautiful. Isn't and that was she? The other thing. It was interesting. My friend said, they were like, they're around the same skin complexion as her. And they said, you know, I don't think of Kelly Rowland and think makeup. They're like, I just think of Kelly Rowland as just beautiful. So no matter what you put on Kelly Rowland, like, she gonna look good.
And that's the truth.
Make your coin, girl. I can't wait for Chasing Destiny. See what that's gonna, what kind of tea that's gonna bring. Or what kind of artist that's gonna bring. Speaking of artists. If you didn't know who Kehlani was, you sure do now. And okay. It ain't a yeast infection or some sort of STD, y'all. Like, what is a Kehlani? So apparently Kehlani been dating Kyrie Irving, who is a basketball player, Cleveland. And she came out to... Well, so the rumor is that she had dealt with depression and kind of some relationship issues in her past relationship with rapper Party Next Door. So apparently she slept with him and cheated on poor Kyrie, and Party Next Door is a messy-ass motherfucker because he done took a picture of her hand while I guess she was sleeping, posted it, and then she woke up and Twitter was like, brought Aisha Curry into the situation. Like, Aisha Curry can't just live. Like, Aisha Curry, God bless that woman.
I don't think that she... I don't know. Me personally, I don't really think that he was trying to be malicious. I really don't. Why was she with him in the first place? You know what I'm saying? If she was there with him in the bed and that's her ex, first off, why were they there together in the first place?
Because she cheated on him.
But why would he? I just don't think that he would take a picture purposely and post it online and be like, oh, I'm such and such and such. I don't think he did that maliciously. I really don't.
Did you know who the Party Next Door was?
I'm aware of who he is, but I just don't believe that he did that to be malicious to her and her situation. I don't believe that.
Why?
I just don't.
I can't not believe it. If you know someone is in... My thing is...
But
is
why
like,
were they there, though? They had to have been on some type of good terms to be in bed together in the first place.
Well, yeah, but you're cheating.
How do we know that that is what was happening? Anything could have been happening. They could have just been talking. She could have been awake. We didn't see her face. We seen her hand. She could have been awake. We didn't know that. No one knows that. So this is just my theory. This is just Mr. Carter's theory, everyone. I just don't believe that he did that to be malicious. And I just think that the media took it way out of proportion.
He posted saying, with all the shenanigans, I still got the R&B star in my bed.
But that doesn't. But
and
what
now
does that
she
mean,
wants
though?
To commit suicide. Why, if it wasn't malicious, where did the suicide all of a sudden
exactly
come from?
Exactly.
So
my
now
point.
You saying Kehlani is doing this for attention?
Something.
So here's
something
where the
problem the story
is. People
is
are
not...
saying here's the double standard: is that okay? A woman goes out and you know cheats on a guy, and now she's a whore, she's a slut, she's all this. But when a guy goes out and does it, it's like overlooked. So you're saying, well, Party Next Door, that's not malicious. Like, this is his girl. He likes her. You know what I mean? They have a lot of history together. But, like, if you know she has, let's just say, some mental instabilities, if you know that what you're doing right now is low-key under the radar because she is in an open relationship with Kyrie, who is supposed to be the guy who has reformed her from this bad relationship with Party Next Door. So Party Next Door has the taint on him. So to me, the Jesse Janity theory is you wanted to show whose dick was bigger, and you posted this. Poor Kyrie was just sitting at home like, oh, damn. Kehlani... wakes up like, motherfucker, why would you do that? fucking probably anxiety attack, paler than she already fucking is, done passed out, want to commit suicide with herself. I'm just here, like, confused by the whole situation. And what I'm even more confused by, Twitter, shut the fuck up. Like, and Chris Brown damn needed to shut the fuck up. Like, what you said, Chris, like, Chris basically came out to say that he feels Kehlani is using this to gain popularity. Okay, let's do that. So did you beat Rihanna up to gain popularity? Question. Did you want sympathy? Was that what Rihanna wanted? She wanted to get hit? I'm just like, that's just question. You're just asking. I don't know. I really honestly could care less. I hope she's okay. I don't want anyone to be going through these situations ever. Suicide is a serious thing. And Chris, like, for you, for me, it's like, okay, I get Kyrie's your friend. But at the same time, you've been through an incident similar to this.
Yeah, that could have ruined. I mean, Chris Brown could have been suicidal.
And
that,
sure he
probably was.
Has had those moments. It just happens, you know? So, I get it. He's your boy, and Chris Brown just be saying whatever, you know, whatever. And there is a little, you know, part in it, because I'm like you. I am a conspiracy theorist when it comes to a lot of these people. So, I mean, girl, you done blacked out your fucking page, deleted everything. Like, are we going to have a Demi Lovato moment? Like,
it's
or what?
Too much. It's just too much.
It's too much. I mean, maybe we'll get a good album or something after. The Depression.
And shout out to her Grammy nomination for her mixtape. That's huge. Huge, Kehlani.
Your mixtape.
Suicide is not worth it, honey. You have a lot going for yourself. Stick with that.
Yeah, and stop messing with messy people.
Please. Mm.
Just focus on yourself. Love yourself. All right. Speaking of loving yourself, maybe you'd love to love yourself with a little more cash in your pocket. Well, make sure you guys check out, we talk about all the time, DraftKings.com. You can do MMA fighting, golf. You pick your, what is it called? Your fantasy team of whatever out of these sports. It's what season is it right now?
I'm not a sportsman.
Marissa, what season is it right now? NBA
season,
excuse
y'all.
Me. See, y'all. Look, you got two gay boys in the NBA. I know they do golfing and MMA. So, what I mean, MMA, I'm here for MMA because that's just a bunch of shirtless men touching each other. But so, like, you go on here, you pick your fantasy team, and you can win money. But use the code BLACK to help you out. It's a free promo code. Use the code BLACK, DraftKings.com. Bam. All right. So, next, let's talk about some new music that dropped. K. Michelle had dropped another video this week. It was cute. However, I was like, let's do something a little different here. George Clinton, the king of funk, Funkadelic, did a song with Kendrick Lamar and Ice Cube, real remixed, Funkadelic. The video is an outer space adventure with three of them. And I really actually want to find out who the girl is. But check it out. The song's called Funkadelic.
You're like George, ain't that funkin' kinda hard on you? I was hard when I started, I'll be hard when I get through.
All they needed was Snoop Dogg.
That's the name of that funk like you. Prepared itself, you know.
Would I be funky too?
Oh, I like that.
And another thing, it ain't so hard, it ain't so strange.
George Clinton, Kendrick Lamar, Ice Cube, Funkadelic.
Yo, you know who else would have tore that up, though?
Who?
Nate Dogg. Rest in peace, man. He would have tore that up.
Oh, that would have been
man,
a really nice
Nate Dogg,
nostalgic
yo.
To throw that to him. That would have been really cool. All right, so the next we got, her name is, I hope I don't fuck this up, girl, Oyinda. And the song is called Never Enough. And it's just a dope conceptual video. Let's take a look.
From the past, by letting love slip through your grasp. Furious cause you're hit, falling behind a hidden trap. Sweet seduction coming through, like a tight noose, hanging me high above your reach.
Above your reach.
Coming through, like I'm let loose, running through your reverie.
So you're up on me.
Hey, Oyenda, Never Enough. Mm. I love it.
Yeah, I love that, what do you call that, interpretive dance?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. I like the TVs around her, I'm the here messaging for it. On the screen, the sound, the beat, her flow with everything.
I'm here for it.
Loving it. All right, so this next one, we've spoken about him before. He's a rapper named Joyner Lucas from The Bane. The song is called Say Hello
to Adele.
Just take a look. Tell me what you guys think. I tried to understand.
Now I be lying if I told you I ain't trying to get rich. I need mines, I need grind, ain't no time for no bitch. I'm surprised, I'm alive, oh my God, take them up. Make them fly, break them even, they been sleeping, wake them up. They got Molly, they got fans, I got fans, I got woo. I got dro, I got grams, I got damn, I got blow, huh? I got what you need, homie, don't raise your voice to me, my G. All these eyes on me, I see that.
For everyone listening on iTunes, it's a chubby Asian man with a red mermaid wig playing the violin shirtless. With a bunch of white girls wearing Adele mask face mask.
I swear I don't get no better than this. I told my bitch we better get rich to flip these chips and get a new whip to twist my wrist in front of get none of you wanna get pimped. You son of a prick, this fit bitch winning the jump in the air. I just wanna dig a hole in the fail. I just wanna say hello to Adele. Yeah, yeah. Woo, woo. I just wanna let you know.
Joyner Lucas, say hello to Adele. So he's just trying to get famous so he can say hello to her.
You know, I'm here for the artistic direction of the video. Shout out to the comedic point, if there is some, and I really feel like there is some. Yeah. So if that was the case, you definitely got your point across, bro, because that was hilarious. I love it.
And, I mean, there you go. Joyner Lucas. I see you going to the top. He has dope flow. I like his lyrics. He keeps shit relevant. So I'm here for it. I think he's underserved right now. Like, I don't think people are, like, really...
checking
I think he's
him.
More of an East Coaster right now as far as, like, the underground world. But maybe he's going to make it... Add an Adele, like that just the name Adele now when people search.
Yeah, it's gonna come
up. Mm-hmm. So
it's a smart marketing trick.
Boom. All right. Also smart marketing trick, cause the bitch damn went on Love and Hip Hop to reboost her career. Remy Ma's back out with Fat Joe. The song is called All the Way Up. She performed it live on the reunion. Let's take a look.
Stop me, I'm all the way up.
That's my shit, y'all.
All the way up.
Lean back,
right? They got that feel to it. That's why I fuck with it.
What you need? My Knicks run game, we ain't never leave.
And you could put French Montana on anything.
I love him. Oh my God.
You got V12, I got 12 V. Got bottles, got weed, got
have you tried that?
I'm all the way.
What is that? I don't
what
even know.
I got what you need.
Balucci? I don't know what it is. It's like the show.
What you want? I got what you need. I'm all the way up.
Hey.
I'm all the way up.
I like the figure skating.
Yeah.
And you know Remy about to come in and
for my niggas with Bentley coupes and Rolexes. Kick the bitch out the room and gave.
I love that they're giving a sound back to New York. Terror Squad, bring in that New York sound back. And you know Remy get on, she's like, yeah, nah, yeah, 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 yeah. And it's everything.
I can't wait.
Like, I don't even care what she says. Just that tone.
I'm here for it.
I'm here for it. So let us know. We didn't do no fan videos because y'all motherfuckers was late on that last one.
Hello, and I'll be checking, y'all. I'll be checking. I'll respond. I'll reply.
Well, wait.
Reply,
I can't even front because... hold on. Because who did... someone just gave me one. I'm like, but y'all, how you gonna give it to me right as we're gonna start the show? I love you. You know what I mean? I love and support you, but I just can't... I want to give a shout to Tyler. Oh, Tyler, the homie. Who did he want? He wanted Rico Love... Tiara Thomas. Have you heard her?
Tiara Thomas. Yeah, that's my girl, yo.
All right. We're going to play her next week.
For sure.
All right. Thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at BHL The Beat across the board, all social media. We are on Snapchat, y'all.
Hello. Check
okay.
us out.
Okay. BHL The Beat, BHL Online, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Keep in contact with me. Hit me up everywhere at DJ Jesse J.
Y'all make sure y'all hit me up everywhere at Mr. Carter.
And stay tuned because I had a sit down with Proswell from the Fugees. And he's up to some dope stuff. It's different, but it's really dope. So stay tuned when we'll release that within the next couple weeks.
Boom.
Peace.
from executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.